You're talking about conceptual framework, this time about a project plan.
Rachel?
Thank you very much. This is actually a decision-making session rather than just an education session. We'd like to discuss Agenda Paper 3C, which sets out the proposed approach to the conceptual framework project. The main features of the plan should be familiar to you, as we touched on them during the November Ed sessions. As a first step in the plan, we are proposing to issue a discussion paper in July of next year. In order to achieve that, we're proposing to use a slightly different approach to developing the DP to what we normally use when developing a discussion paper or an exposure draft. We're proposing that rather than bringing a series of papers to you at dealing with individual issues over a number of different months, that we're instead going to bring you an initial draft of the whole discussion paper to you in February of next year. Following that meeting, we'd plan to refine the discussion in that paper based on the comments that we receive at the February meeting, and use the March and April meetings to finalise the analysis and finalise any preliminary views that you might have that need to be incorporated into the document. We believe this approach of presenting an overall discussion paper to you in February, a draft paper, has a number of advantages. Personally, we think it should reduce the number of papers and discussions that are needed to actually develop the comprehensive discussion paper, because effectively we start with something that looks like the end product and we don't have to build up from the bottom. And then providing you with a draft of all aspects of the conceptual framework, we think will allow you to see the big picture and understand the interaction between the different components of the conceptual framework, because they do interrelate and depend very heavily on each other. Following the discussion paper, we propose to issue an exposure draft with an intention to finalise the conceptual framework in September 2015. Agenda Paper 3C also outlines our plans for external consultation on the project, which we will plan to develop those plans further over the next few months. With that, I'd like to ask you if you have any questions on our proposed approach to the conceptual framework and whether you support our proposed approach.
Jan?
Well, I don't object to the plan, but I don't know if I can fully support it. And that will depend a little bit on how we work with this. And I think the discussions we had before lunch shows that we have a number of topics that will take time for us to come together. I don't think we can do that sitting here a few hours every now and then. I think we must have this as a rather intense period. I can imagine that we have every second week two full days where we talk about these things, and then we can get through. If we start by pronouncing clearly what problems are we trying to attack. I think it's very important that we don't go into, like Philip, for example, pointed out, on some topics where we know that if we open this up, it will not work. But at the same time, we cannot sweep things under the carpet and say, time doesn't allow for us to talk about this important thing. And therefore, I think we have to start up by doing much more of what I would call a thorough project plan. We have made so many plans based on, we have a deadline, let's do it. And then we end up 3 years later having done very little. And I think there's a risk if we don't do a thorough professional planning of this, trying to put ourselves into the shoes of those who will take these decisions. I further think that in some of these topics, we must do what I would call a thorough professional research. I think the most important thing we have is to take care of is, in a broad sense, performance. Performance, what do we mean with that? Touches, of course, OCI and a few things like that. And there, I think, like we discussed this morning, we have CFA, and we know exactly what they want. If that is then the direction that we should go, okay. But let's, before we do that, then do a sort of thorough research and say, how does people make economic decisions? What does investors and what does analysts like to do? And I would propose, for example, that we appoint some people to say, let's go through 100 reports where investment bankers have made real case studies. How do they go about to make economic decisions? How do they see these different things? Do they see recycling? Do they see et cetera, et cetera? If we don't do this, I'm afraid that we will end up with a very, very weak document as a discussion paper. If that is then the case, we can publish it, but we will have a lot of open issues, and that means only that we are prolonging the period found to an exposure draft. And therefore, I think it's important for us now really to go through this. I don't think we have that yet. And I think we must start by doing that. And if you say that you will come with a proposal of a discussion paper in February, I'm worried. I'm worried that we will not even know what are the key topics for us.
Who else?
I think if we want to get something out by next summer, which we do, I think your proposal is reasonable. I mean, I understand Jan's concerns, but on most parts of this framework, you're not plowing brand new ground. I mean, there's plenty written already on virtually every one of these topics. I mean, and so I think you can draw on that. I don't know if we have the luxury, or it'd be very nice to do the kind of research Jan wants. But I think we learned some from the previous phase of this project, the information that users want. So, in general, I think your proposal makes sense to me.
Amaro?
I do understand Jan's concern as well. I do not have any disagreement with the plan itself. In the paper, I have some, not really concern, but worries about some wordings that you are presented, such as in paragraph 12, you mentioned that some of the sections of the February 2013 draft will lack detail. So, of course, you cannot foresee which sections will be, and others are likely to present alternative approach. So, I'm concerned of sort of lacking details we'll face in February, and what sort of characteristics and number of alternative approaches that we'll face as well. So the sooner the better, the most complete the document, of course, would be the better for us, because then if those will drive us to lots of open questions, we'll be unable to close the project. And about this external consultation as well, you mentioned that you are proposing to use the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum as the consultative group for this one. So there will be, as far as is announced, the high-level consultative group for all projects. So do you what specific role do you foresee for this project in particular, for a group that is yet to be formed?
What do you mean? Well, how are they going to operate with it? I mean, the intention was to use them as the working group.
As the working group itself, such as the advisory group that we use in other projects, specifically this one.
And the intention also is they meet every 3 months and they discuss in detail. And this will be one of the major projects that they need to discuss during their whole period. I mean, I could just comment on Jan's point and Paul's point as well. I mean, we've got to strike a balance here all the way through to getting something done in a reasonable time and thoroughness and research and all the things that Jan quite properly mentions. And I think if we went down Jan's track, the discussion paper would be at least another year out. We'd be talking.
Why?
Well, if we're going to do the in-depth research you're talking about, and if we're going to have the length of discussions.
I mean, we've been 6 months at this. I mean, what I talk about is that we focus on this and we set up a work schedule. That means that we every week work with this, not that we meet once a month for an hour or two.
Now, I could take your point on the perhaps fortnightly meetings of the board was when we met. We are meeting on this as a group weekly at the moment.
I'm not.
No. We are not having the whole board every week, but we've got a working group that's working every week. And we just have to keep striking this balance between timeliness and completeness, really. And we won't want to come out with an inadequate document at any stage, but the discussion paper is a discussion paper. And if there are some issues left open, there's plenty of opportunity for our constituents and others to come back. Of course we want the best document we can get, but we want it by the middle of this year. I noticed one spelling mistake, Rachel.
Oh, I apologize.
You can't spell June, you've spelled it J-U-L-Y.
I think it's the 5th of July is what we're talking
speaking
about.
Speaking of spelling on para 5, you had a Freudian slip.
Philippe?
September to January 2013, you said.
Philippe, I said.
It's also about the plan and external consultations. I think it would be nice if we could have some preliminary discussions with the Capital Markets Advisory Group sooner rather than later. I'm not sure whether we can have it before you finish drafting your first sketch, but as soon as possible after we've got your first sketch, I'd like to test some ideas with the Capital Markets early enough so that we have their input into our own thinking on the paper.
Stephen?
Well, I don't disagree with the timetable, and I think one of the problems we've had in the past is dithering over exposure drafts, and I felt, particularly on financial statement presentation, I don't know how many years we were developing that, and really it added nothing beyond, you know, where we got to in that first initial discussion, and I felt we should have had the thing out earlier and got sort of into the consultations with constituents at a much earlier stage. So I'm particularly supportive of not taking too long on a discussion paper. But my concern would be mapping out the whole thing, because I've said in the past that we shouldn't sort of map out all the way through to a final, because we don't know what's going to happen. Particularly, we don't know what the response is going to be from constituents. So I'm nervous about setting a time for when the final is going to be issued. But I'm very supportive of being efficient and disciplined and getting a discussion paper together. I do agree with Jan that we need to have sufficient board time. So I'm hoping that we really make this as a priority in board meetings and that we have enough time for the board to discuss. Because we've heard today the difficulty over liability equity, the difficulty over measurement, difficulty over OCI. These are not easy issues. And the board has to have time to coalesce around some sort of view in these areas. So I think we should have enough time for the board to discuss it.
Any more comments?
I'll just make one quick comment to mention, if I may, the IFRS for SMEs. We did just what Jan was talking about. There were 4 or 5 months where we had 2 full-day meetings as priority for the board in order to get the thing done. It was at least a day and a half. And maybe 4 or 5 months in a row, and people would groan and say, oh, not again. But we got it done. And maybe you've got to do, you know, the same kind of thing here.
Well, I understand the feelings of unease of Jan, because obviously when you look at our time plan, it is extremely ambitious, especially given our historical performance records on this kind of issue. My experience has always been the more complex a problem is and the more encompassing it is, the more important it is you get a sense of direction very early on, and you get a rough sketch very early on, which you do know that it will not be perfect, but at least it gives you something to hold on to and to develop into a better end product. And it is true that what Ian said, we are putting a lot of management into this. We meet on a weekly basis, obviously not the board as a whole, but it is very important that we have the board advisors who are very closely involved, who give the staff the direction that they need. And obviously the board will get as much time as is necessary. But I'm asking both Rachel and Peter almost on a weekly basis, do you feel comfortable with what we are doing? Do you think you will be able to produce that very ambitious product, namely a rough sketch of a DP by February, which is really quickly. And I keep on getting the same answers. Yes, I think we can do it. And I think we should be consider ourselves lucky that we have the staff that feels comfortable doing this. And that's, of course, it remains to be seen what we will get, but I'm getting increasing, and I see some products that the staff produces. I feel comfortable that we're going to get what we need, and then we can work from there. So I continue to believe that, especially given the enormity of this task, that we do need to put ourselves in a time constraint. Otherwise, the temptation to spread this over several boards will be enormous. And I don't think we should do that.
I had a question, and it relates to the style of the draft that you're going to present. And that is, as Jan had suggested, I think others suggested, there could be a range of views on a particular issue. So Tak had one view this morning, and Amara had a view, and Chung Wu and myself, Stephen. Not that you're going to try to capture this board member, that board member, but theories or arguments for different things, whether it be presentation or OCI, measurement element. How much balance are you going to give to the range of views, or are you going to posit a view and then have a paragraph that might summarize all the other views, so that it's almost like closer to an ED than a discussion paper? I think that's kind of where Jan is coming from, in the sense that, are we exposing the full range of views and are we doing a very in-depth discussion of them, or are we kind of positing a view as kind of illustrated in your paper, your slide deck, and then saying, yes, but there are other views, but we're not kind of gravitating towards them. Here's some pluses and minuses about them. I think I don't know whether I'm capturing what Jan is saying, but that's kind of, I think, a concern I would have in terms of making sure that we look at the full range of potential ideas here, particularly if we are going to go down the path of developing a framework that we know on its face is going to have to be reconciled with certain exceptions that we already know exist.
I think it will depend upon the area. I think in some areas where the board has a clear view there are not many supporting alternative views, then we would put forward the idea that this is the board's view. There are these other views out there, but this is why the board went down this particular route, and perhaps those alternative ones would get less time and less discussion than otherwise. That there will be other areas where I think it may be very difficult for the board to actually come to a preliminary view on. And in those sorts of situations, I think it would be important, firstly, to narrow down the available options to the ones that the board really think are potentials for moving forward, and then discuss those in more detail. So it will depend upon the area and depend upon the issue.
I just make one other point too, that in the meeting in February we're proposing more like a day or two than an hour or two to discuss this thing. So it will be a long period at that meeting. We hope to get a fairly full discussion, but we could keep in mind Jan's suggestion that we might have to meet lengthy sessions more often.
I was also curious, at the disclosure forum in January, would you be presenting a straw man to that group, or would you just be soliciting views?
Soliciting views mainly, because a lot of that forum is about acknowledging that we're not going to be able to do much on the standard setting side for maybe 5 years or so until we get the framework in place. And so we want to encourage dialogue and get people to talk to each other about improving disclosure quality within the current constraints, but also get some really good feedback on which areas of our standard setting processes they find cause them difficulty in disclosure. So it's mainly about soliciting ideas. And the idea is to then use that to help us with the disclosure principles.
Wei Gong?
I just want to repeat one of my key points, which have not been accepted. That is, I always feel OCR is not presentation issue only. And three reasons, I repeat.
But this is not about talking substance, this is talking process. So I don't know.
No, it's related.
By
process.
Repeating your
no,
rights.
No, related. Related.
But go ahead.
Because, as Jan said, we are closing to a point that we will publish something. But if we don't have any ideas of what kind of structure we want to have, it's dangerous. This is why I want to repeat my point. Three major reasons for me to repeat. First, I don't think it will be so solid in element chapters if we will not touch OCR first. Second, I don't think it will be logical for us delay the discussion on OCI to the later chapters without any discussion in the element management. We discussed lots of issues in management already. And it's hard to predict. Imagine we will not touch OCI in management chapter or element chapter. And lastly, I always worry about what kind of things were included in presentation and the disclosure chapter. Still relate to time constraint. We have so limited time. Up to now, except OCI, some other new ideas we just discussed about statement changes in equity. I have no ideas what we intend to include in the presentation disclosure chapter and what are the issues we have not discussed at all yet. So with these reasons, I suggest you keep my ideas as option.
Any other comments? No? All right. We move on to the next subject. Oh, yes. Let's vote. We are used to voting. Do we support the proposed approach to central planning?
14.
14. 14.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so we
continue. We've got to
with IS-12.
Tax man.
Thomas, are you going to?
Yes. Thank you.